would have seen that happen has fallen away as the conditions in the enclave deteriorate further. The crossing was closed after airstrikes by Israel in response to Hamas's attack in Israeli territory, which left hundreds dead and nearly 200 others taken hostage. The Prime Minister has also been talking about pro-Palestinian protests turning into support for the terrorist organisation.
It's very clear under the law that support and glorification of Hamas is illegal, and those offences are punishable with up to almost 14 years in jail. The police have that guidance.
Meanwhile, a six-year-old Palestinian-American boy has been stabbed to death in Illinois in the U.S. Police say he was targeted because he was Muslim. The Justice Secretary will reveal measures aimed at easing pressure on prisons in England and Wales. Under Alex Chalke's plans, more foreign offenders would be sent back to their home countries sooner. The SNP's deputy leader thinks the next general election will be a straight choice between Westminster control and independence. Keith Brown's expected to call out Labour and the Tories for what he's describing as decades of mismanagement. Yesterday, First Minister Humza Yousaf got backing for Scotland to start negotiations over a second independence referendum.
It is only through independence that we can extract ourselves from a failed Brexit-based UK economy and win the powers that we need to build a stronger, fairer future.
The first major television advert on HIV for 40 years will air tonight to raise awareness. Unlike the message in the 1980s that it was a deadly disease, this one says those with it can lead a healthy life. And cricket's returning to the Olympics for the first time in 128 years. The International Olympic Committee members have voted to include the sport for the 2028 Los Angeles Games. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Laura.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, the temperature's taking a little bit of a dip. It's 12 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, but it will be overcast for most of the day. Tomorrow, though, you can look forward to some sunshine. It will be bright and sunny at 15 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, a little bit of a call out for you if you are doing your shopping this week. Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Last week, in just 2 days at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 local people who were not able to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. If you can help, you can get in contact on 01 277 224 528 or by emailing info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. All those details are on our website or the wsphoenixfm.com if you didn't manage to get those. But they're urgently looking for tinned goods. So if you've got ham, corned beef, tuna, salmon, sardines, mince onion, chicken in sauce, braising steak, chili con carne potatoes, chicken beef casseroles, all day breakfast, ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti and custard, that's all the tinned stuff they're looking for. Other food items like jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, toiletries, soap, toothpaste, all cleaners, bleaches, washing up liquid and powders. And they're looking for carrier bags as well, because obviously they give these out. So if you've got carrier bags to drop off, that's great. Most urgently, they're looking for tea, shampoo and shower gel at the moment. So if you can help it anyway by adding maybe a couple of tins to your weekly shop or daily, whatever you do, and you can get them to that organisation. All the details are on our website or the wsphoenixfm.com. Let's kick off with Jason Mraz, making us feel as though we're going to have a sunny day, although we're not. Here he is with Make It Mine.
Wake up, everyone. How can you sleep at a time like this unless the dreamer is the real you? Listen to your voice, the one that tells you to taste past the tip of your tongue. Leap in the net will appear. I don't want to wait before the dream is over. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I know it. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I'll make it all mine. I keep my life on a heavy rotation. question that it's lifting you up, up, up and away, and over to a table at the Gratitude Cafe.
With a love thing. A love thing. Right, I thought I'd find some stories actually in the papers, but this one leapt out at me and quite scary actually. A patient who was declared dead by paramedics wakes up in hospital hours later. Basically, it's a miracle, basically. But if you've already told the relatives, I'm sorry, they've gone, and then they're actually, they've just woken up. Now, they attended the ambulance service, an incident, and then they took the person to Darlington Memorial Hospital. The patient then was declared dead, but then woke up when they reached the hospital on Friday. The North East Ambulance Service has issued an apology and launched an investigation into the incident. The patient's current condition hasn't been revealed. They said, we're just deeply sorry for the distress that this has caused them. Don't forget that ambulance workers, people who do that job, are amazing. Our very own Nigel, who does the show on Sunday, was an ambulance worker. And as you know, he's had a struggle since he's had COVID. because during COVID they were going out, all the ambulance crew were going out to pick people up whether they had COVID or not. So he did an amazing job. So they do amazing jobs. And you don't hear of this very often, do you, actually, at all? I just saw it as a story and thought, wow, somebody's got a second chance of life. But obviously very distressing if you're the relatives that they tell. It's like they're dead. No, we made a mistake. Anyway, first ever Chinese mitten crab trap installed as public are asked to report the crustacean sightings. They're among the 100 worst invasive species, according to the National History Museum, with one expert saying they're eating the UK's native fauna out of house and home. They're horrible. It's a nasty looking crab. I wouldn't want to eat that. That's horrible. Oh, Chinese mitten crab. Have a look. They look like they've got mittens and then they've got furry legs. But apparently it's eating us out of house and home. So if you do see one, you're meant to report it. Between 1985 and 1990, the population suddenly exploded, with millions now living in the Thames and surrounding waterways. They're thought to have travelled from eastern China to Europe in a sediment at the bottom of ships, ballast tanks, either as very small crabs or larvae. There we go. Oh, they're horrible looking things. They're horrid. Don't look. It will give you nightmares. Shall we have some new music? That won't give you any nightmares. I will be playing my track of the day a little bit later after 12 o'clock, which is by Abby Flynn. Can't wait to share that with you. My Own Woman is the track from her. But in the meantime, let's have this excellent track by Beats Bakery featuring the one and only George Bone, a local singer-songwriter. This is One More Time.
My eyes on you, your eyes on me, moving left and right, but you're all I see. Let's make a move, don't go away. This feeling's worth too much and I'm here to stay. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Close your eyes, we'll set the scene. Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Stop the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Try to roam and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. It's safe.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
That is the Dandy Warhols. Every day should be a holiday. Well, you'd like to think so. You probably get bored. It's like being a vampire, isn't it? You think it's going to be great fun, and then you can't go out in the sun. I do realise that vampires aren't real, or maybe they are. I started watching the new series, I think it's on Netflix, which is the Anne Rice interview with a vampire, but it's a series. I love the film, you see, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. That's why I love that film. And I like it when Tom Cruise is a baddie, because he doesn't play a baddie very often. Still a box office draw, though. I mean, it's fantastic. Now, coming up next, play this a lot on Phoenix FM, this band a lot. It's the JoJo Man Band. As you know, myself and Bob are massive fans, and he can do no wrong. I heard this on Exile FM about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, I haven't got this song. So very kindly, Nick, the JoJo Man Band, sent the track over. It's called Fuzzbox, and I just think it's brilliant. Go check him out. It's independent music at its best, the JoJo Man Band. And this is Fuzzbox. Do you know what? I love that keyboard in there. I love Nick's voice on that and the guitar as well. That is the JoJo Man Band with a Fuzzbox. Oh, yes. Yes. What's my watch saying? Keep telling me to stand up. Will you just shut up? I've already stood up and danced a bit earlier. I'm not doing it again. Shouting, aren't I? And it's only Monday. I've still got this remnants of the cold, you know. It's not quite... It's gone, but it's still lurking. It's still lurking a little bit, and I feel like I might have to take a paracetamol, but I'm not going to. But it's just on that little edge of going. I might come back and give you another going over where you can clear right off. My sister's going for a COVID jab today and for a flu jab. She's brave, having them both done. I think my last COVID jab was last year, actually, because I've had 3 or 4. I can't remember. But I think they sent me a message, like, you know, come back. I haven't gone back yet, but I probably will. Morning, the guitar. Who played the guitar and keys on that track? Have you replied to that, Nick? Let's have a look. Fuzzbox. He's replied. Yes, he has. Hold on a second. Who's playing that? I play bass and organ, guitar and Rhodes by Timo Maple. He's quite frankly a genius. He is. I love, do you know what? I love that Rhodes piano. That's amazing. But then again, fabulous. I need to take his details. just feathering my own bed. Like, I love that musician. Thanks very much. I'll make a note of that. Yeah. Excellent. Just come up to 11:30 on Phoenix FM. What are we going to play next? Let's have a little bit of Dua Lipa. This is Don't Start Now.
Thinking about the way I was, did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with someone, don't show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now. Walk away, you know how. Don't start caring about me now. Aren't you the guy who tried to hurt me with the word goodbye? Though it took some time to survive you, I'm better on the touch it hurts more than hangovers. Know that bottle don't hold the same regret. And my mother says that you're bad for me. Guess you never felt the high we're on right now. And my father says I should run away, but he don't know that I just don't know how. Well, if it's unhealthy, then I don't give a damn. 'Cause even if it kills me, I'll always take your hand. It's unhealthy, they just don't understand. And when they try to stop me, just know nobody can. You're still gonna be my man. Sleepless nights,
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a quick look at the local traffic and travel. First off to Brook Street roundabout, which is a little bit busy this morning. There are some roadworks going on around there, which are ongoing. That was going to be as you come up from Harold Wood side. So it is affecting the roundabout. It's a little bit busy this morning. It's looking okay at the moment, but just be aware. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A128 Ingrave Road. That's at Queen's Road. And you've also got temporary traffic signals due to water main work on King's Chase at the B185 King's Road. Heading down from the Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. And coming back up towards the M11, no issues. And the A12 is running nicely into Chelmsford. 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16. While they do the much-needed repairs to the road, and there will be some nighttime closures there, so just be aware. Road closed due to construction on Magpie Lane, both ways from Worley Gap to Childerditch Lane. Now, after 12, we're going to be chatting to Astrid, who went to see Madonna last night. I wanted to find out about the gig. I've seen loads of really good stuff online about the gig. And there's an article, actually, in the Daily Mail. So, you know. Anyway, there's an article in the Daily Mail from, I think it is Sarah. Is it Sarah Vine? Let me have a little look. Is it Sarah Vine? I can't think. Yes, it is. And she said, it's a fitting celebration, but oh, Madge, isn't it time you grew up? It's like, oh, shut your trap, Sarah, really? No, I don't think so at all. I think the whole idea of Madonna and the way that she is you want to see her wearing her corsets, jumping across the stage and just being her. That's it. And apparently it's one of the best things, best gigs she's ever done. She's done these massive gigs, and I do have some, old DVDs of some of her, like the girly show gigs, and they were just incredible. It's like a proper show, isn't it? These things. It isn't, you know, there's a thing about being a musician and being on stage and just singing and playing. That's one side, but somebody like her it's more like an entertainment thing, you know. I could never imagine what it would be like to be doing all that dancing and singing at the same time. I can basically just about get my leg up to the stage and stand there, and that's about it. Here is a brand new one from Church of Trees. I know Scott Ross really likes this one. Independent music at its best. This is Church of Trees with Pet Cemetery.
Under the arc of weather-stained boards, ancient goblins and warlords come out the ground, not making a sound. The smell of
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Here is Destiny's Child. Bills, bills, bills.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller,
when times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about. On my car, gave me back credit, buying me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you said heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Mama's number's here more than once. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother.
Silly me,
why haven't I found another? A baller,
when times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Pay the bills, keep paying the telephone bills.
Trifling.
chill.
I don't think you do. So you and me are through.
Ba-la-lam, bum, 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 bum. I should have just edited that at the end, shouldn't I? I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just laughing to myself anyway. Why are my glasses always so filthy? My glasses are always so dirty. I want to buy an ultrasonic cleaner, not just for my glasses. I want to clean some silver jewellery. You know when it gets a little bit tarnished and things? I know you can buy stuff where you just kind of soak it. But I like the look of the ultrasonic ones. They're not that expensive. Probably only use it once. But you can put things like glasses. I've got a pair of glasses that I bought online, and they're plus threes. And in fact, my friend the other day said to me, "Your eyes are massive." And I went, "Well, thank you very much." I mean, no, it's your glasses. They look really weird. And I was like, "Oh my god, I've got milk bottle top glasses." I really should go and have. Because I've had all my eyes done now. They've been lasered. I've got new lenses. I had cataracts, and they're all, you know, fine. So I should go and get an eye test and get some proper glasses. I'm sure these are too strong. But my eyes look ginormous. Like my head. I do have a big head, actually. Me and my sister have got a big head. My sister Denise, Dina, as I call her. And we can never buy hats. I know that you might laugh, but it's true. And I don't know, it's not because I have got a lot of hair as well, but I do have a big head. In fact, there's a picture of me at a school reunion standing next to another girl. I won't mention her name. Gorgeous as she is. And my head looked twice the size of her head. Now, she hasn't got an abnormally small head. It's not that. I just have a large... It's not even where I was standing. Sometimes you can take a picture and go, "God, my head looks big," but you're nearer the camera. But this was somebody else taking it. And I remember looking, going, "My head's like twice the size of hers." Like, my face was nearly twice the size of her face. I don't know why. Well, just because my head's big. That's why I have a problem buying, as I said, I have a problem buying stuff. Oh, no! Oh dear, I know what I did this morning. That's not very clever of me. Oh dear, never mind. I've left this morning without actually picking up my handbag. Like, I didn't need any petrol or anything. What a fool! I was looking for my handbag and where is it? And I was like, oh, it's indoors. That would be where the money would be if I had any. It's where my card is. Oh, I feel all naked now. I haven't got my card. Oh dear. I won't be buying a sandwich then after the show. Well, lucky I didn't fill the car out of petrol. Or can you imagine the embarrassment? Just come back to 11:51. Let's have a little bit of Teddy Swims. Here he is with a track called Lose Control.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. The walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones.
That guy's got a great voice and became TikTok famous, and that's how he's out there now. A great voice, that is Teddy Swims with Lose Control. It's nearly coming up to 12 o'clock. I will be chatting to Astrid after the news about the Madonna concert. Going to find out what it was like to actually be there. I think she was the ticket that she got. We'll talk about that and how far back she was from the stage and find out. I think she actually went on her own, so good on you. Good on you. So we're chatting to her at about 12:15, and also we've got the track of the day from Abby Flynn. That'll be coming up after 12 as well. This is Millie Manders and the Shut Up. This is called Shut Your Mouth.
I'm not trying to say it's all guys, it's a saying meant for all kinds. And I'm trying to fit together one, my lean to you is tethered. When I know I deserve better than you being here in fair weather. It's a nature conversation that I'm willing to perpetuate to. But you've lost all of my respect and I need you to hear me say. I need you to hear me say, yeah, yeah. I need you to hear me say, say. Wanting something from me, so my inbox is now open like I haven't really spoken to you in 5 years. But I'd love it if you put me on the guest list, please. I'm not here to be your freebie, maybe I'm talking too freely. But I'm sick to death of having people who can't make a habit of a two-way interaction without other motivations. So no.
Love that track. That is independent music as well. Millie Manders and the Shut Up with a track called Shut Your Mouth. So coming up after the news, we'll have the brand new track from Abby Flynn. It's a first play. I can't wait to play that for you. And also we'll be having a chat with Astrid about Madonna, how she found the concert last night, which was apparently is getting great reviews everywhere.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix.